Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry. Try all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Amen, amen. It is Friday, May the 28th, a weekend of a holiday weekend, and I know those that are gathering together with your families and lost ones you haven't seen in a while. We know that you'll be gathering, but please do it safe. COVID still hasn't gone anywhere. Even if you have had both shots, please keep safety in mind. Amen. Amen. I'm praying for Shirley Willis and her brother Elder Ronnie and her daughter. And I'm also praying for Denise Guess. God bless them. And hope God touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal them of any ailments of what they're going through right now. Again, as I said, as we embark on a holiday weekend, please keep Jesus first and foremost during the holiday. Amen. Amen. My topic, remind God of his promise. Coming from Genesis 32, chapter 32, verse 12. And it says, you said, I will surely treat you well. Genesis 32, 12. Amen. This is a sure way of prevailing with the Lord. Humbly remind him of what he has said. Our faithful God will never take back his word or leave it unfulfilled. Yet he loves to be inquired of by his people and put in mind of his promise. This is refreshing to their memories, reviving to their faith, and renewing to their hope. God's word is giving not for his sake, but for ours. His purpose are settled, and he needs nothing to bind him to his design of doing his people good. But he wishes us to plead it and say to him, you said, I will surely treat you well, is the essence of all the Lord's gracious sayings. He will do us good, real good, lasting good, only good, every good. With this promise in our hearts, we need not fear. If the Lord will do us good, who can do us hurt? Amen. Amen. Sorry for the interruption. My phone was ringing, so please forgive me. Amen. Again, I'm going to read. With this promise in our hearts, we need not fear. If the Lord would do us good, who can do us hurt? Amen. This is my word of encouragement. For today, May 28th, Friday, Memorial Day holiday weekend. And again, Please be safe in your gatherings and keep God first in all that you do. God bless you. Have a happy and safe weekend. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Monday. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Stay with God. Trust in God. Amen. Amen.